I'm Clayton Sampson, and on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we caught up with several events from the Pella Christian boys and girls track and field teams who qualified for the state track and field meet at the district meet held at PCM High School on Thursday.
Well, I'm here with the Pella Christian 4x200-meter relay here at the PCM State Qualifier Meet. Girls, going first, you qualified for the state meet, but go and introduce yourselves.
I'm Amaya Agri.
I'm Rachel Kakorinsky.
I'm Lexi Terpstra.
I'm Madison Mike.
Can you just go around and say what this means to you, be able to qualify for the state track and field meet?
This just definitely means the world to me. We've been working up to this point, and just knowing we only have one shot for this, definitely a lot of trust in the team and in ourselves, and I just couldn't be more excited.
I'm just so excited. I have so much confidence in this group of girls. I think we can go all the way. And I'm so excited to go back to the Blue Oval. We've ran there so many times this year, so that's a blessing, and I think we're just gonna go out there and we're gonna really put something special together.
I'm just filled with joy. Like, even when you're at the start of a race, you don't know how it's gonna go, and just knowing that our joy comes from the Lord and we're running for His glory, like, it means everything to be able to represent our school and shine His light to others.
Oh my goodness, this team just has my heart, and like, so does the Lord. It's all His grace that we're here and that He brought us together. And I just could not be more honored to run with this group of girls. They have worked so hard for this, and I'm just honored to be able to be on their team.
And girls, before, as you approach that meet at the Blue Oval, that state meet on the biggest stage, you know, how do you kind of approach that? And do you have any goals as team or personal goals as you head to the state meet?
Well, definitely just to improve personally, get my own PRs and my own splits, but definitely as a group, just go for the big win. But if anything, it's all for God's glory and we're winning for Him.
Yeah, I just want, well, first off, obviously I want to win a state championship. That's kind of the goal. But like Amaya said, I want to go knowing that I ran all for God's glory and just proud of how we ran and that we gave everything we had.
I'll just say starting school with just putting your best foot forward, working hard in warm-ups, doing your best in the races, and seeing where that leads with the team and winning events and then leading to winning championships.
I just love track so much. I'm just here to have fun with these girls because at the end of the day, that's just what it is. It's a sport that God has put a passion in our hearts for to bring Him glory, and that is just beyond such a big honor that I can take on.
That's the Pella Christian 4x200-meter relay qualifying for the state meet. Congrats, girls.
Thank you.
Here with Pella Christian's Brecken Ritzer after qualifying for the state track and field meet here at Monroe at the state qualifier meet in the long jump. Talk about what that means to you.
Yeah, so coming to tonight, you know, being ranked third, I had it on my mind that I really wanted to qualify for this. You know, I had just been doing long jump for about 3 weeks now, so kind of new to it still, but really excited for this opportunity to get out there. And my first jump actually PR by 1.5 feet. You know, it's kind of crazy. You're blown away. You're walking back to that tape line. You just see 21.10 feet is like crazy. So, you know, that's just an experience of a lifetime. Just a whole lot of excitement. Being not going to come out for track in the first place, but coming out, having a lot of success. But it's been a blast. It's been a blast.
What about it, about the long jump, were you able to catch on so quickly being so new to it, and then all of a sudden now you're a state qualifier?
Yeah, for sure. So I always knew I could jump, but I had tried long high jump before. Couldn't really get that arch in. So I guess halfway through this season, I told my coach, like, hey, I think I can jump. Let's try that long jump, and then go out there my first meet. Went out there, jumped like a 20 feet 7 or something, and you know, I just found out that without that whole lot of technique, I can still jump pretty far. So decided to contribute all my time to that, study it up, and try to get better.
Now, how do you approach the state meet? You know, knowing that you're going to be competing on the biggest stage, how do you approach that meet?
Oh yeah, so just staying focused, knowing what we got to do, and staying with what we've been doing for the past however many weeks, just keeping in the order and what we need to do to get the simple stuff done so we can accomplish the big stuff and just have your head straight for sure. Yeah.
Thanks, Brecken. Congrats.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Here with Landon Franzman of Pella Christian here at the state qualifying meet in Monroe after you qualified for the state track and field meet in the high jump. Talk about what that means to you.
It means a lot because I actually haven't done track since freshman year, and so it's my first year back, and so I was kind of came into the season without much expectations, and really good night, 2-inch PR, and made it on. It was awesome.
What was it that made you want to come out after not participating since your freshman year?
I kind of just came out one summer just at the track and tried jumping again, and it went pretty well, and it kind of made me think that maybe I should try it again.
Was the high jump something that fit naturally to you, or was it something that, you know, maybe your coaches encouraged you to get in this season?
It was definitely something that's just always been kind of naturally that I kind of thought in the back of my brain, and I was always kind of naturally good at it, and so Yeah, and obviously coaches wanted me to come out too over the past few years.
So Landon, now that you're going to go on the biggest stage there at Drake for the state track and field meet, how do you kind of approach that meet? Any personal goal for yourself there?
Yeah, definitely it'd be nice to obviously PR again when I get there, but you know, just work on the bigger stage and see how I do there.
Congrats, Landon.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Here with Rachel Kakwiski from Pella Christian here at the state qualifying meet at PCM. Winning the 100 meter dash, talk about what that means to you and qualifying for the state track and field meet.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a relief. You know, I got a taste of state track last year and I just loved it so much. And so I just really want to go back and add more to what I did last year. So I'm just really excited that my season's continuing and that I have another two more, hopefully, opportunities to improve in my 100 time.
What do you feel that worked so well for you today here at the state qualifying meet where, you know, plenty of talented teams?
Kobe Clark and
Rylan
Edgerton.
Yeah, I think an important thing for me is to, like, focus on my race. A lot of times, like, we had the third fastest girl into it next to me, and a lot of times I can start focusing more on the girl next to me instead of my own race. So I think just keeping focused on my start, on my acceleration, you know, on every little part of my race, that really sets me up.
200 meter results for the boys.
Now, as you go to state track and field meet at Drake Stadium, any goals, personal goals for yourself, or kind of how do you approach a meet on the beta stage like that?
Yeah, I want to defend my title. That's the goal. It'd be nice to PR again. It'd be really nice to do that. I obviously want to. I'm excited to run the 4x1. I didn't run that last year, so this will hopefully qualify, and then we can run that. I'm really excited to just add on to our accomplishments last year.
Thanks, Rachel. Congrats.
Yeah, thank you.
Here with Pella Christian's Bailey Voss at the state qualifier meet in Monroe. Bailey, you have had an excellent meet so far, qualifying for state in the 200, the 400, and also part of the sprint medley team. And then you're going to be competing in one more event later tonight. Talk about what qualifying for all those meets events mean to you.
I think it's just really cool to be able to run them with my team. I have a lot of fun competing against my teammates, alongside my teammates, and working hard to get in with relays. But most of all, it's just a testament to God's goodness and being able to find joy in the sport that I'm in, because I'm doing something that He's given me the ability to do. And it's really fun to get to do that with other girls who are running for the same reasons as I am.
You know, at the state qualifier meet like this, when the stakes are pretty high, you know, what do you feel has worked so well for you tonight?
I think with a lot of probably anxiousness going into the races and everything, talking to my coaches through what my races are going to look like is something that really helps set me up well for my races. But most of all, just saying prayers with teammates before and just giving the race to God, regardless of the outcome, is probably something that's gotten me through all my races.
Well, Billy, as you know, you approach this state meet next week at Drake Stadium. How do you kind of approach that meet? And any personal goals or team goals for yourself?
It would be really cool to take home a team championship, so we'll see how that goes. But just out there to compete well and most of all to have fun doing what we're doing and enjoy every moment, because it's short and fleeting. So just give God the glory through all of it and have fun as a team.
Congrats, Billy.
Thank you.
Here with the Pella Christian Girls 4x100 meter relay at the state qualifying meet here at PCM. You know, your girls have qualified for the state track and field meet. First off, introduce yourself.
I'm Amaya Agree.
I'm Claire Westerkamp.
I'm Lexi Terpstra.
Talk about what that means to you and be able to qualify and run so well at that event here tonight.
Just finishing well was my goal, and especially with this team, we've only run this once another time, so just being able to come together, do what we know we can do, and just have fun, and I'm so excited to be able to run this with them.
Yeah, it's a huge blessing to be with these three other girls that I ran with, and it was just super exciting to just see what we could do with the relay and how things would work out. Yeah,
it's an honor to run with these girls and to use our gifts to not only like represent our school, but also to bring glory to God, and I'm just so excited for the state meet and seeing what we can do there with all the events that we've qualified for.
And girls, you know, how do you kind of approach that state meet? You know, you're going to Drake on a really big stage. You know, any personal goals or team goals as you go to that meet?
Definitely just to perform as we've been performing right now. Definitely a lot of nerves and stuff, but we've been blessed to run at Drake a few times this year. And so just that familiarity will definitely help us, and being able to just glorify God with whatever we do, no matter if we win or lose, this is all for Him.
Yeah, I think definitely being familiar with the Blue Oval is something we have up our sleeve, but also just staying calm and trusting God that our race is in His hands.
Yeah, I'd say our main goal is to just do what we know we can do and what we've proven we can do, and just carry the success that we've had this season into that meet on a bigger stage and with under more pressure as well.
Congrats, girls, and best of luck next week.
Thank you.
Once again, that was several entries from the Pella Christian boys and girls track and field teams who qualified for the state track and field meet at the district meet held at PCM High School on Thursday. For KNIA Careless Sports, I'm Clayton Sampson.